I'm not sure about you, but I think questions are the best form of content creation for ideation. Hello, if we haven't met before, my name is Michelle and welcome to the Content Systems for Growth podcast. So I had the question, what exactly is a content system? I guess I understand my jargon, but not everybody does. So today, let me explain what I think is a content system and what it is all about. So understanding the content system. First off, what do I mean when I say content system? Well, think on this as everything inside your content bucket. When you tip that bucket over, it spreads the word about you and your business everywhere. But what's really in that content bucket? Well, before you push record on the podcast, that's just one piece of the puzzle. Your content system are all the things that go into creating that one piece of content and promoting it online and onboarding your clients. It contains all your checklists, processes, templates, workflows, all of those things that make your content creation so smooth and easy to do. Still not sure what I'm talking about? Well, here are the pieces that I consider to be a content system. So the key components in your content system would be your podcast workflow. So all those processes, workflows, checklists that go under your podcast workflow, you can have one super long podcast workflow like I do, or you can have it broken down into individual types of tasks that are done. However your brain will think. Some people need to have in bite-sized chunks not to be overwhelmed, and others can have the whole entire list and it does not bother them. So you need to decide that for yourself. But these are the things that are going to be in your podcast workflow. So it's your pre-work that I mentioned before you press record. The ideation, the outline, what are all the steps that you do before you press record? Like, do you need to script things out? Are you able to just have an outline and you're able to stay on track? I know I need to be a little bit scripted. I'm sure you can tell that. But if I don't, I am a squirrel chasing a nut. The bulk of the work is always after you record the episode. I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir on this one. Think of this, if it's more than one step, then it needs to be a process. So how do you like to have it edited? Maybe it's not necessarily it's a process. Maybe you just have like criteria or values around how you want your podcast edited. Are you okay with filler words and gaps, or do you want those taken out of yours? Are you okay when you flub up the words like I do? Because words are hard 95% of the time for me, I swear to God, they are. And then are you okay if you have some of that in your podcast? How do you want it to be? Those are the things that you need to determine as part of your editing process for your podcast. The transcription for your podcast, the show notes for your podcast, how do you exactly do you want this to be? The exporting, uploading, scheduling, you see all those different pieces that go along to just that podcasting workflow. So many steps, am I right? All of the templates that you use in your content creation. So your social media graphics, that all falls into your content system. Do you have a certain template that you use for your blog post, for your show notes? What are those things that you use repeatedly in the same format? Your blog workflow. Do you want me to get into this one? Email marketing, so your weekly emails that you send out to your list to promote that content that you're sending out and to nurture your audience, social media workflows, your launch process. I 100% consider your launch processes to be part of your content. What do I mean by that? Your lead magnet. To me, that is a piece of content, right? You have to create it. That is a content system, or it falls into your content system, excuse me, the checklist for creating. I'm guessing you can have one and just repeat it so that every time that you go to create a new lead magnet, you don't have to try and remember every single stinking step every time. You already have the process laid out for you. Your digital products. Do you create digital products? This would be another process in your content system. Same with the launching of your courses, or if you do a live launch, or you like to have cash induction launchings, the different services, your group programs, like all of these things have processes that you need to take step by step in order to bring them out into the world. your client onboarding process. Like, how do you onboard your clients? What's all the collateral that you create for them? Do you have a coaching doc? Do you have a certain template in Asana or your project management system that you use? Are you picking up what I'm laying down? Your content system is huge. The list goes on and on. And as I said, your client onboarding is also something that falls into your content system bucket. All the things work together to create that know, like, trust that bring the right people to you. Your content helps the right people to transform from being lurkers to clients. Come on, I cannot be the only one that lurks before they buy. So I've used content bucket analogy. But here's another way that I want you to think about your content system if you want to visualize it. So I want you to imagine that content system is like a mind map. Are you familiar with what a mind map is? With your main point in the middle, and then you have all those lines coming off the main point, and then off those lines, you might have subpoints that go along with it. Well, that is the same thing for your content system. So let's say your podcast is the main piece. That's the hub piece of that content system that you're creating. That's in the middle. And then you have all those things that come off of that, like little spokes. You want your podcast episodes to be driving that traffic to your lead magnets, to your sales pages, to all those different places that your clients or the right people are going to find you to be able to work with you. So when I say spokes, you might have all these little tasks that come off of that one main podcast episode that takes place. Because maybe you have different lead magnets that you're sending your different people to or your different ideal clients to so they can get to know you a little bit better. And you're going to have a different lead magnet that might go with a different episode in your podcast series. So if you're familiar then with how the mind map works, you can visualize that in your head. And as I mentioned, those are all the little tasks, those transcripts, that editing, the social media posts, the emails, the blog posts, the client onboarding. Each of those spokes are essential to your content system. You have to have all those things in place in order for your content system to work. And I get it. The list may seem endless, but it's a lot to take one piece of content and multiply it for the most impact for your business. Okay, friend, if your head is spinning and you're feeling overwhelmed just at all those components, don't worry about it. That's where my content creation team comes in. We specialize in taking the load off your shoulders. Here's how I like to put it. Are you ready to amplify your content while focusing on what really matters? Bringing in another client or spending time with your family? Let us help you. Our done-for-you content repurposing services transform your single podcast episode into 8 distinct pieces of content, growing your audience in impact with less effort on your part. So if you're looking for a way to make your content stretch further without stretching yourself thin, I invite you to check out the link. It will be down in the show notes. Okay, it's time to wrap this up. A content system ensures that you do not miss a task. Every action, every task, every template, process, they all support creating your content for your business. And what does your content do? Your content drives the right people to you at the right time. A content system includes all those processes and checklists that make creating content easier. It is the processes, the checklists, and the templates you need in place to make sure that every piece of content works harder for you so you can focus on what you do best. Thank you so much for listening, friends. I appreciate you and I hope you make it a great week. Yay, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you found this episode valuable and learned some actionable tips that you can implement in your business so that you can feel accomplished and less stressed. If you enjoyed this show, please take a quick minute to share this with your business bestie, subscribe, and leave a review. It helps me reach more business owners just like you. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, please reach out to me on my website. I've created a form just for you. Remember, with the right system and mindset, you can achieve the success your heart desires. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to chatting with you next time. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful week. And don't forget, let's grow, friends.